As you heard in the first reading, the community's response to leprosy was pretty harsh. People wanted to know who they were. They were dangerous because that person could make you sick. That was the thought. So they had to be kept away. It was by law that men's heads were covered in the Old Testament, and as you heard, if you had leprosy, you couldn't cover your head, so you would notice the guy without the hat or the one who didn't have the turban on or something. Oh, stay away from that guy because he's dangerous. He has a disease that maybe the rest of us could get. His clothes had to be torn. He had to shout out that he was unclean. How horrible it would have been not only to have had the disease, that's bad enough, but then to be separated from the community, to be put out where you couldn't interact with anybody else except other lepers. So the leper clearly knew who he was. He knew that he was unclean, not worthy, ill. He also knew who Jesus was, because he has this faith to break the law, to come close to Jesus, which he should not have done, and to ask him for something. If you wish, if you will it, if that's what you care about, Jesus, then you can heal me. He knew who he was, and he knew who Jesus was. Those really are the first two steps on the road of discipleship. And when we begin Lent in a couple days, we're going to remind you who you are. Because that's the first step. We have to know who we are. If we don't know who we are, we don't need a Savior. We don't need Jesus then. So the first step is acknowledging who we are. So we will put ashes on your forehead and we will command you to do something. Remember. It's the imperative. Remember. Okay. Remember what? You are dust. I am? Yes. That's all you are. And that's the thing that we human beings don't like looking at. I think I'm perfect. I think I can live forever. Nothing's ever going to happen to me. No, remember who you are. Made from the dust. That's who you are. Not spectacular. Not a superhero. Not somebody who can live forever. Not somebody who has any control, really, of anything in your life. You are dust. And remember, that's where you go. And to dust you will return. If we can acknowledge who we are, like the leper knew who he was, then the second step is acknowledging who Jesus is. Because I know who I am. Sinner, fragile, incomplete, not able to do it. If I can acknowledge that, and then acknowledge who Jesus is, then things begin to happen. If I let him do it, if I acknowledge that I need a Savior, if I let Jesus take over my life, let God rule, then salvation happens. Then amazing things can happen. That leper, who had been an outcast, is ordered by Jesus, stay quiet. Just go show yourselves to the priest so you can go back to be part of your family. That's not what he does. One guy going around and telling people, look what he did for me, makes it impossible for Jesus to go anywhere without everybody knowing about it. One guy just going around and spreading the news changes it for Jesus. One guy. So if we let ourselves be healed by God of our humanity and let God work through us, then those same amazing things might happen as we tell others the story and help them acknowledge who they are and let them too be transformed by the power of God. Two important steps that we announce strongly again this Lenten season. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. But guess what, dust? You have a Savior.